Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for joining the Focus on Wellness. I'm here today with my guest, Tessa Todd Morgan. Good morning, Tessa.
Good morning, Janice.
Finally, we have a sunshine in Fort Worth, don't we?
Yes, we do. It's beautiful. I want to be outside.
Me too. That'll happen shortly. You know, Tessa, I was listening to a news report, I think it was last week, about the differences in yoga, Eastern yoga as opposed to American yoga. Is there such thing?
Well, I definitely...
Go ahead.
I definitely think that we've Americanized yoga, but I think yoga can be whatever a person makes it for them. But the yoga that I teach, you know, has been Americanized probably quite a bit, but mm-hmm. I haven't had the opportunity to go and practice in the East, and so I know what I believe about Eastern yoga and what I've been mm-hmm. taught, but I think that the concepts are still there and that okay. I would say that it's probably still just as beneficial.
Well, that being said, how did you get started in the health and wellness field?
Well, it kind of fell into my lap a little bit, I guess, or just kind of morphed into that. I started in the speaking and training industry in 2003 and had been working with speakers and celebrities all across the world, booking them into events, and I loved it. I felt like I was making a difference in people's lives, and then after a few years, I just decided that I kind of wanted to be the one more one-on-one helping people, and I worked with a life coach for 4 years, trained with her, trained with a couple of other people, got accredited in yoga and emotional intelligence training, and I just decided that my passion is helping people live their lives to their fullest potential, and I believe that that's been, for me, through yoga with my students, life coaching, and then speaking engagements that I do at corporate meetings and events.
Mm-hmm. You know, obviously you're a certified yoga instructor, and how has that impacted your life? I mean, you're obviously a beautiful woman. I've seen you several times, so... How has that impacted your life, one, to your professional persona?
I would say my life, you know, mentally, physically, and spiritually, really, I believe that it's all three, that a yoga practice can be that. It has taught me that I'm stronger, that I think I am, that, you know, I danced all my life, and I thought that yoga would probably be boring, but I find that it is one of the most challenging things that I've ever done. There's always something new and different to try, so it challenges me in a lot of ways. And that can be challenging not only physically, but also for your mind when you're learning different things and doing different things, and it keeps me fit, and it also calms me too.
Wow. Now, you're going to be a part of the We Can Do It.
Yes.
Positive Connection for Women's event on May 21, which is being held at the Hilton Inn Alliance area, which is right down the road from where you live. And me too, which is great. And we have, I counted this morning, we have about 20 people on the schedule that day. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. Yeah.
I know.
That's great.
I know. And, you know, I love the collaboration that we've done, or I've done in the past 3 weeks, and I counted my list of ladies, I'm up to like 30 people, just collaborating and learning. So it's great. Now, about you, more about you, you're going to offer some reset breaks during this meeting. What does that mean?
Yeah, so reset breaks, I go into corporate meetings and events and discuss the dangers of us sitting all day, but also how, you know, at the meeting we're sitting all day, and so it's hard for us to retain all the wonderful information that is coming at us. So mm-hmm. I teach people, you know, not only things that they can do when they get back to their office and use if they're sitting all day, but also things that we do right there in the meeting on the spot of light stretching exercises, breathing exercises, and coaching tips of just what people can do to break up their day, break up that meeting so that they can be more engaged, less stressed, and more productive back at work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you're doing a series of 4 reset breaks for the event, is my understanding?
Yes.
Great. I can hardly wait. I've never really heard of that. And I think most people have not. So it'll be a learning experience for all of us, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that one. And that one I'm doing a little different, too, because I'm incorporating in some life coaching stuff, I call it. There's a speech I do called Life Coaching 101, the top 5 things to help you live your life to your fullest potential. So I'm going to integrate some of those into the breaks, too, which will be a lot of fun for people, just questions to kind of ask themselves of what they're doing in their life and maybe just bring more joy to their life. So I'm really excited about that.
I'm excited about that as well. Now, well, before we leave that subject, you also offer these reset breaks online?
Well, I offer what's called Daily Reset Break. And so that is a YouTube channel, or there's a subscription service where I send an email to someone every day. But basically what that is a 3-minute video clip, typically about 3 minutes, 1 to 3 minutes or so, that's these stretching exercises, breathing exercises, and coaching tips from myself as well as other speakers and authors, where it's just a short video clip to help people, although we need to take more than one break a day, but it's at least one break a day, giving them ideas and things that they can do right there with the video at their desk or at home. It works for everybody, even stay-at-home moms. We're still kind of sitting at home a lot. So it's just at least one break. And then they learn tools and techniques that maybe later on in the afternoon they do something they learned 2 weeks ago, and it just keeps it top of mind of how important it is to take these breaks.
Mm-hmm. Tessa, how important is meditation?
I would say that it's really important. You know, the benefits of meditation are just endless, anything from lowering blood pressure to stress. It's actually the number one thing to help relieve anxiety. So that alone, I think, is reason enough to what makes it so important. But it also helps stop that chatter in our minds that, you know, our brains are always going, and it keeps us from living in the present moment. And so when we meditate, it teaches us to learn how to be more present, which can carry through in all areas of our lives and the work that we're doing and the people and conversations that we're having. And I think it's so important.
What is the difference between meditating and taking a quick power nap? I was listening to Charlie Rose the other morning on TV, and he talked about he always has to have a nap. Now, he's a man that goes all the time. But he also meditates,
mm-hmm.
Who would know that? But he meditates and takes power naps. So are the two together, is that something we should look at, or one versus the other?
I think you could absolutely look at both. I'm not a power napper. anytime I've done that, I end up feeling tired, but maybe that's something that I could look into and try, because I definitely have my tired moment lately, mm-hmm. and the older I get, you know, I'm getting ready to turn 40, and, you know, things change, and that's something to look into. But I think whatever works for someone, but I do think there is a difference between the two. I think power naps could potentially re-energize someone if they're really tired, whereas I think mm-hmm. meditation is very intentional, because even though people think that the goal is to not have any thought whatsoever, and that's fantastic if people get to that point, and the more of those moments that we have, the better, but that's not something that happens right away, and possibly even for years of people that have been meditating for a really long time. But what I say to people is, you know, when you have the thought, when you have the noise, sound distract you and take you away, you just come back to your breath. You know, there's simple things such as, you know, you could kind of press your fingers together. You could have your palms touching and really go back to feeling your fingers touching one another. It's something really basic as that, so just paying attention to your breath, coming back to your breath, not judging the thought, letting it pass, and it just gets easier the more that we do it. But I think that's a really intentional exercise, whereas napping, I think, would be more just to re-energize us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I'm one of those people, Tessa, that has a yoga, this is going to date me, I know, a yoga video.
Yeah, a lot of people do. My husband actually did one last night, so it's okay.
I mean, I have a yoga video, and I can get about 30 minutes into the video. The video is, of course, an hour or more. Mm-hmm. And I just don't have enough time in my day. Now, the mm-hmm. question is, should I just make that time?
I mean, yes, I think it's important. However, I'm doing a 40-day challenge right now. I've done it before, and I love it. And I've just noticed with the teaching that I'm doing, the more yoga classes I'm teaching, the more things I'm doing, my practice can slip sometimes, and it has slipped. I don't regret it when it happens, because it always teaches me something, and right now my body can feel it very much. And so I'm getting back into it, and this is pretty intense, but I'm doing a 40-day challenge. It's Baron Baptiste, the style of yoga that I was trained in. I was trained in an affiliated Baptiste studio, and it's called 40 Days for Personal Revolution. And he starts where, you know, the yoga is 20 minutes a day, and meditation is 5 minutes a day, twice a day. And then you work your way up. You add 5 minutes each week. It's a six-week thing. By the end, you're doing an hour and a half yoga, 2 30-minute meditation sessions, which is very intense. However,
that is intense.
When you're finished,
yes.
Yeah, but when you're finished, it makes whatever you decide that you want to do seem very simple, which I love, and it becomes a habit by then. But I would say, you know, with that being said, just the point of how, you know, 20 minutes for some people makes a huge difference. There's people that I always say, you know, of course, the more we can do it, the better, if you took 3 yoga classes a week, 4 yoga classes versus 1. But I have students that I've taught for months at a time, and I've even doubted it, of thinking, well, gosh, does one day a week really do anything for them? And then I see such a difference in transformation in their bodies and what they're able to do. And I've even asked, like, are you guys doing yoga outside of here somewhere? And they're not. So I do think just anything that we can, and I'm not endorsing, you know, do yoga one day a week. I think it would be great if you could do it more. But I do think that it still really does something for our bodies. But, you know, I would say whatever you can get in is fantastic. You know, with yoga, though, I would say there is a process to it. So, like, if a video is an hour and 15 minutes long or an hour long, they are working into a sequence sometimes that kind of calms you down towards the end and lets the benefits of the class penetrate uh-huh. through your body. So if you uh-huh. only have 20 minutes, 30 minutes, I would try to find a video out there, and there's a ton online that is the length of time that you're going to do it, because they're probably doing a sequence that's geared towards that time frame.
And do the exercises change or age? The video I have tested is about 10 years old. Is there a difference between I know, I'm telling you, it's terrible. But is there a difference, really?
There could be, but I mean, over the years, sure, people have added a spin on different poses and stuff, but you're probably getting the basics of yoga that are there and still there and have been around for years. So it's mm-hmm. probably fine. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. I think I'll go dust it off now. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Oh. We're back. We're here with Tessa Todd Morgan. Tessa, please tell us about your business.
Well, I have a couple of different avenues or areas of my business. My business is called Triessence. And it's because it's morphed into different things over the years, but I am based out of Dallas or Denton, Texas, and I teach some corporate yoga classes and private yoga classes in the Denton, Dallas area. And then I'm a life coach, so I do that via Skype, phone, anywhere in the world or in person. And then the biggest thing that I'm doing right now is speaking engagements, reset breaks at corporate meetings and events, and other topics. And then that leads into daily reset break, which we touched on of the daily videos to help people get reset and re-engaged.
And you have a book?
I do not, but I will be in the process of that soon.
You're working on one. Okay. Well, you're busy enough, so I applaud you for that. I do.
Exactly.
What is emotional intelligence? What's that?
Well, emotional intelligence is really about being self-aware and seeing how the other people perceive us. So I was accredited in emotional intelligence training through the Institute for Health and Human Potential. And one exercise that they do, I love their work. They just came out with a new book. It's called Performing Under Pressure, and they're wonderful. But one of the exercises that they do is kind of a way that I like to explain it to people sometimes is, they ask people, what are the characteristics of an exceptional leader that you've worked with in the past? And then what are the characteristics of a poor leader? And people say things like, you know, dishonest, honest, trustworthy, all these things that people think that during the exercise they have these boards where they have people write all those characteristics on sticky notes, and then they have them go and place it on the right board, and the boards are IQ, technical skills, and emotional intelligence. And all of those characteristics typically fall under emotional intelligence. So that board is saturated, and then you've got a couple of things over on the other boards. And Harvard and different studies have been made showing that emotional intelligence is the most important thing in a leader. So, you know, it's being willing to see the way that others perceive us and learn and grow in those areas where people, you know, we usually have the best intentions, but the impact that we're making doesn't always match up. And so you have to be able to see that and know how to make adjustments accordingly.
Right. Well, you know, the name of this show is The Voice of Small Business, Focus on Wellness. That being said, let's talk a little bit about the small business community and how what you do could be a benefit to women in business or men in business?
Well, I think the coaching, if you're talking specifically a business owner, I think the coaching part is really great for people if people have never really had a coach. And part of what I do with my clients is we work to get feedback from others to see some of their blind spots that they might not be aware of, and then can work through those things. And you know, depending on the client, there's all kinds of levels of work that I do with people. There's, you know, the basic kind of when people think of life coaching type stuff of people getting in touch with what they love to do and what they want to do with their life. There's that side. And then there's people who want to make significant lasting changes in their life, and they're doing the same thing over and over and working with someone through that I can do some reprogramming of the subconscious work that's a little more intense for people. But I was just on a call with someone right before this to do an event, and it's interesting because they're going through so many challenges right now, but they're great challenges to have, but on the outside for the employee that looks, it's just hard for them because it's a lot of change. And so what I thought was going to be one thing of pitching reset breaks and having fun at this event, I think it's going to be a little more intense where I think I'm going to go in and kind of lead the event so that people have a safe place to feel like they can give feedback to of the changes that they want to see in the organization and then see how we can implement them that way. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, sounds great. What is your bottom line in terms of number of employees that you've worked with or will work with in terms of companies?
Well, you know, that part is new for me as far as, I mean, this conversation alone just kind of morphed into that. Typically, I'm working one-on-one because I love deep work with individuals. Now, when I go speak, that's a different story. That could be any size of audience, but that's not as personal. I haven't been doing it with groups where I do deep diving with the entire group. This would be a first for me, but I've been in groups where it's been done. So it comes very naturally for me, and this just seemed like a perfect fit of talking through this conversation and kind of got me excited of that could be, not that I need to add any other direction in my business, but it got me excited thinking, you know, you can help big groups too. It doesn't have to be one-on-one to get a lot of deep work done. I love to see big, significant changes. And in this setting, it just happened to match up perfectly to where I can see that I can go in there and help so much because they need I know what one of my gifts is, and it's the same thing for yoga, coaching, and anything that I'm doing is I can provide a safe space for people.
Mm-hmm.
And this group is really needing a safe space to be able to say, here's what's going on, here's what we're not happy with, so that then something can be done. And it's hard to say that to the owner sometimes.
Well, you know, I totally understand that, and I don't know if people understand really the dangers of sitting at a desk all day.
Yes.
and really not taking these reset breaks. What are some of those dangers, Tessa?
Well, depending on the number of hours that we sit, you know, that could be 6 to 12 hours for some people. It increases our risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, prostate and breast cancer, high blood pressure, depression by 60 to 125%.
Really?
It's pretty dangerous, yes.
That is huge.
Yes.
That's huge.
Very scary
now,
thing.
It's scary. It's scary. And now, what about diet and exercise, though? We go to the gym 3 times a week. Does that make a difference?
Yeah, people think that it makes up for it, but actually it doesn't. Studies, even
really?
As recent as I was reading. Yeah, I was reading an article in February of CNN just saying, you know, diet and exercise does not cut it. It doesn't reverse the effects of sitting. But the good, you know, and people then also, some people go out and buy a stand-up desk and they think, oh, well, now I'm just going to stand all day. But that's not good either because it puts so much pressure on your joint. It causes, you know, low back pain, varicose vein. So there's issues there. But there is a solution. I mean, and if people have stand-up desks, that's great, but they don't need to stand all day. They can mix it up. And so there is a solution, and the solution is taking, you know, depending on, some people say every 30 minutes. Most studies say at least once an hour. I go with once an hour. I think that's more achievable. But taking a break 1 to 5 minutes long, getting up, standing up, walking around, doing something, which is why I started those videos to give people ideas and tips and tools that they can
mm-hmm.
use. So there is a way to fix it. And it's just getting...
Go ahead.
It's just being, you know, holding yourself accountable for that, finding ways to do it. I'm sure some people set alarms as reminders, but, yeah, the more you do it, the easier it gets.
Right. Well, although, you know, a lot of people work from home, and the first thing is there are no distractions. I know in my home there aren't because I can sit in my office all day and work. And I have to remind myself to get up. And what I typically do is I incorporate my housework. I know I'm telling a story with what I'm doing, my daily work. So I'll sit at my computer for an hour or two and get up and do some work.
Yeah, I like to do that too.
Yeah, it helps me, keeps my, you know, keeps me mobile. But I think that what you're saying here is that, and no, I never knew that was that detrimental to your health.
Exactly. Yeah, people really don't and don't understand that yeah, you need to be moving every hour versus sitting there for a long time. And the meetings, I mean, the meetings, I absolutely love meetings. I love the meeting industry. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. But that is one of the just hardest because, yes, we might be doing it at work all day too, but a lot of times, like you said, even at home, you have opportunities to get up, go around, but then when we're sitting in those meetings all day, your brain's on overload because you're getting so much information, and then you're sitting all day on top of it, and then people walk around and they're just kind of limping around because they're hurting so bad from sitting.
I know. we'll be right back with Tessa Todd Morgan. Don't go away. And we're back. I love Tina Turner. She is my favorite artist. I can say that it's my show. I can do that.
You can say whatever you want.
Whatever I want, it's my show. So in closing, we've got about 4 minutes here. Let's not forget to give your contact information.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You want to go ahead and do that now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, please.
The best way is Daily Reset Break is a good website link to go to. And to see all of the things that I do, you could click on the left logo, TriEssence logo, and that'll take you to my homepage. But Daily Reset Break is there. There's also a link on that page to my YouTube channel where you can go and see the library of videos. I just started it. Not too long ago. There's about 20 so far, so plenty of breaks for you to go and do. And then all my contact information is on my website as well.
And spell TriEssence for us, please.
TriEssence.
TriEssence? Tessa
yes.
Todd Morgan. Before we
yes.
leave, let's talk a little bit more about advice. Can you give us three pieces of advice we can take away from this show today? Tessa.
Sure. I would say taking breaks would be number one, of really being aware of that and, you know, just find time to put it in your schedule, get in the habit of it. Find an accountability partner even maybe to help do that. And then I would say if you've never meditated before to try it. And, you know, it's as simple as finding a comfortable seated position and just paying attention to your breath and just closing your eyes and just the way that I explained it earlier of either just coming back to your breath or maybe focusing on one area of your body or hands or something and just going back to that when you have thoughts distract you. And that could be 2 minutes, you know, and you could grow and eventually work up to maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and it would just be an amazing gift to yourself. And then the last thing would be what I'm really focused on lately is just finding ways to be more present, even in this 40-day challenge that I'm doing that I had mentioned. I find when my husband and I were talking about it, I was already jumping through, okay, so when we do this and when we do this, and he said, how about we just stay today, you know, because the whole this week, what we're on now is all about being present, and I realize how much of the time, you know, we're all either talking about the past or focused on the future, and it's just so important to find ways to be present, and the meditation helps with that. And if you literally focus on just paying attention to that single breath that you're breathing right then, it helps and it can bring you more into the present and the rest of your life.
Well, you have made a believer out of me today. I will again go and dust off my yoga tapes.
Yay.
And begin today. The most important thing that you feel is top of mind for you today?
It's being present.
The present. Mm-hmm.
It's really just finding ways to be present, because it's, you know, I'm sure we all have those conversations, or we're that person at some point, is when we're having a conversation with someone and you can tell they're not there because they're either thinking about what they have to do as soon as the conversation's over, or they're distracted by something going on in the room. And it's just something that I want to just continue to focus on, because we're missing out on life by thinking about the past or worrying about the future and what we have to do, because, you know, what's the point if we're not here when we're here?
Exactly. I totally understand. Tessa Todd Morgan, Triessence, can I say health and wellness?
Sure.
Okay. Triessence, health and wellness. And Tessa will be back next Wednesday. We'll continue our conversation on yoga or whatever you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, I think the life coaching piece could be fun.
We'll do that. We'll do that. Audience, this is Janice Albuquerque-Strasser, the voice of small business, focused on wellness. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Take care. Bye now.